every one of those line by line to express to him, you are. You are. Not only you are, but you're more than enough. Amen. He loves to hear that, and we love to say it. Amen. Let's just sing another one. It's just, if we could, I just want to just continue to worship the Lord for a minute. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of
faithfulness and your goodness, Lord. How could we begin to comprehend it? How could we begin to express it? It's just, it's amazing, Lord. We just thank you for all that you are, for all that you are doing and working, even many times in ways we cannot see or understand. But Lord, you're right there. And we just love you. Worship you tonight, Lord. We just ask for your grace and your hand upon each one, that you'd take each one into a place of fellowship and communion, that you would express yourself, that you would be lifted up. Lord, we want to just give ourselves over to you tonight, and we pray even especially on a Wednesday night. Sometimes we're middle of the week, we're going through the battles, we're busy and maybe worn down a little bit. Give us, I just pray for each one, a little grace tonight, just to settle down, to be quiet in your presence, to think about you, Lord, to think about your love and your goodness tonight. We just, again, commit this time into your hands with love, with thanksgiving, and just from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, just so in love with you and how good you are. Bless the service this time now, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, musicians. How's everybody? All is well?
Amen. Good,
good. All is well. Yeah, Lord is good. All right, let's just stand with open with a reading in the scriptures tonight. If you would turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. And we'll just read verse 6. We know this, but let's hold it real, real close tonight and think about this. That's what we want to do tonight, hopefully, Lord willing. being gracious. Philippians 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun in a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So there's a confidence that we should have. And it says, you know, he's doing this, whether we think or feel or see or... No, it doesn't state anything about the external circumstances. It says he's there. Yeah. He's called us. He's working. And he's not only working, he's going to finish his work. So blessed be his name. All right, one more. Let's just go back to Psalms 138. And another one. We'll just, again, hold this real close. 138 and verse 8. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me.
Amen.
Now that's pretty all-encompassing, isn't it? The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Amen. You can be seated. And so just want to open with those scriptures. And again, just pray that you'd hold those and kind of meditate on them tonight as we go into something that was on my heart. And I just trusting this will be helpful to others. I know in my heart, you know, that's it's the way it often is. You're going through something and you know you're not alone. So
Amen.
Just felt in my heart we needed something tonight just to encourage our faith. You know, I think some of us in a place, our souls are absolutely enraptured in love with him and his word. And yet, and seeing new things and a new depth and new realities like we've never seen before. And there's nothing more exciting, more wonderful than this. And yet, at the same time, I think some days, sometimes the journey is getting long. You see people getting weary and wearing down, and the battle gets tough at times. And so just want to again look at some things in the scripture, and I hope it's encouraging. I hope it's helpful, and I'll just kind of read through some things to kind of set the stage a little bit again where I'm coming from and in my heart. And I hope this makes sense. But as I was thinking about this, you know, I couldn't help but think of some of these scriptures. And one is Numbers 21 verse 4. It says, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And we find that we can learn from these things, and we encounter maybe in our own walk, in our own lives, this journey gets long sometimes. It gets a little weary. But we can look into the scripture and draw some of these things as examples and encourages ourselves. Another one is Matthew 14, and is talking about Jesus. He sends his disciples out to a ship to go before him to the other side. This is Matthew 14, 22, and he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And the evening was come. He was there alone. And then verse 24 says, the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And even just that little phrase there, the wind was contrary. I thought, yeah, isn't that true? Winds of life and the things that blow so much, I think, you know, that comes in contrary and opposes. Count on it. You know, this walk isn't a picnic. Didn't Brother Bram tell us that? It's not a picnic. We don't walk this walk to get awards. And how does he put it? He's got some really beautiful ones where he says, you don't, there's one that just escapes me right now, but... You know, you don't expect to have your armor polished and all that. It's gonna get dinged, and you're gonna have your battles and your scars. But I think again from these things, and then and one more, just kind of going along with that. Isaiah 14 verse 12 says, "How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down? That did weaken the nations." So again, weakening the nations. We see one of his tactics is just kind of that weakening, wearing down. The wind is contrary. The people's heart was discouraged because of the way. But I say keep pressing, keep pressing, keep marching on. And what I want to bring out, let's go right back to where we started out in Philippians, verse 1, verse 6. He's working. And that's just my heart tonight, the message that I want to share. If you would hold this as we go through these things, the two kind of thoughts, prophecy and process, and the word is working. Have confidence in that. You know, you look at all through the scriptures, Mary, Abraham, so many others, they received the word of God into their hearts and they moved forward and they believed for years. You could say, what do I feel? What do I see? Nothing. You know, at least in the case of Abraham. In fact, his body was becoming more dead by the day. But prophecy was in process. The word was working. And I think that's where we could be so encouraged tonight, to know that word received in our hearts. This word is alive. It is working. It is in process. So let's just keep that kind of a thought as we go forward. Brother Branham says something here. I thought this was so striking because, again, just tying in with this, and I think we go through things we can identify with this for sure. This is in the Forgotten Beatitude, and he's talking about, you know, how he talks about John and his eagle eye got kind of filmed over. And this is, again, the Forgotten Beatitude. He says, when trouble set in, Jesus come and showed the Messiah that he was the Messiah, then something went wrong. Now listen to this. John had introduced a Messiah with a fan in his hand going to burn up the chaff. But he found the works of Jesus. He was meek and lowly. So it worried him. Now it's only a prophet, I think, that could give us some insight on these things. It worried him. He didn't know what to say. He thought, now there's something wrong here somewhere. Seemed he had believed the wrong thing. It seemed like it wasn't working right. And there's many times we think that too. Ooh, that it isn't working right. But it's working right. It's working right. As long as we know he's here, what difference does it make? And I just thought that was so encouraging. He says it again, it's working right. So just, I love that. That was so encouraging. So again, prophecy is in process. Have confidence. The word is in you. The word is working. And many times we don't know, we don't see, we don't feel, well, that's okay. Keep on walking, keep on believing, keep on moving. He's right there with us. So let's turn into some scriptures. You know, you can't help but just go back to Abraham in Romans chapter 4. Just so, you know, encouraging and wonderful. So Romans 4 verse 16, we'll read a section of this. Therefore, it's of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to that which is of the law, but to that which also, which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Here we go, verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. That's just, is that awesome or what? When he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he'd promised, he's able to perform. Amen, amen. I just love that. Actually, going back in the scriptures to Philippians 1, where we opened up, I like that in the West. I'll just read that once more, if that's okay. Philippians 1, 6 says, having come to this settled and firm persuasion, I like that, settled and firm persuasion concerning this very thing, namely, that he who began in you a work which is good will bring it to a successful conclusion.
Amen.
I like that. He's going to bring it to successful conclusion. So it's just say, you say it, Lord, thank you. We rest in that. And so we find, you know, where we get our, you know, I think this is, to be honest, this is where so much of our character and the trial of our faith happens, is over time. As we see the word is sown, the word is received, the word is believed in our hearts, and we love it. And then the clock starts ticking. And sometimes that's where we struggle, and it's but you know, you see it realistically in so much of God's ways and his purposes. That's one ingredient that seems to be so important, so critical. Just time. Time. But we got to remember the word is in the process of being fulfilled all the while. He's working. His word is working. Prophecy is in process. No matter what I feel, no matter what I see, it usually doesn't make sense. His ways, his working, his grace usually doesn't make sense, but we believe and we walk with him. Amen. I couldn't help but think of, you know, Brother Branham in the message, God of this Evil Age. He says, you know, this little faith woman lives by faith. Person here or there, off somewhere, some other church, whatever it is, he says, believes the word of God, obedient, waiting in love for the promise of the age to be confirmed. She's watching for it. She's part of the word. I like that. She is part of the word. She's watching for her life to manifest it. So there's something I think deep down inside you say, yes, I've received that. The womb is closed. The seed's been received. He's there. He's working. And I'm watching and I'm waiting and I'm believing that he's going to perform exactly what he said. Amen. I love that. Hope this is helpful and encouraging. I like how Brother Branham talks about, you know, you guys know this third Exodus, and he's, again, the thought here of time, and it's all God's working, and he's bringing. He says a little further, he says at this time, Ramses in Egypt was growing. His power was growing. The natural man was growing. Ramses, the natural man, Antichrist is growing. He says through politics, he's already got to the White House. Well, that was... how many years ago? It's gone. He's already got to the White House. In religion, he's got all the people so scrupled up till actually they'd fall right for it. The denominational leaders, practically every church that there is in the nation, is already in the confederation of churches. He says it again, Ramses is growing. They're all uniting together. That's what they'll have. He says, and what does it do? It makes a power a beast, just like the first one. And then there's a persecution coming upon all those who won't unite with it, and a boycott. It'll be too late then. You'll already took the mark. He says, don't say I'll do it then. You better do it now. And he says again, Ramses was growing. But remember, while Ramses was growing in power in Egypt, God has Moses in the wilderness. He was growing too. Now stop and think about that. I like that. He was in the wilderness. Wilderness usually isn't fun, but he was in the wilderness. He was growing. So does God have us in a wilderness? Is he growing his people, his children, his church? Amen. Amen. Yes, he is. So it's happening. It's, you know, we'll get to this in a little bit later, but I love the things that Brother Ram says about silent things is great things. You know, we're sometimes looking in wrong ways for the wrong thing, but in great ways, God is working silently so many times with each one of us. Think about that even in relation to the seventh seal, silence in heaven. But it's awesome what he's doing right now in us. Amen. So he says again, there. Let me just read that one more time. But remember, while Ramses was growing in power in Egypt, God had Moses in the wilderness. He was growing too. Ramses had a political system. God had a spiritual system under a prophet ready to come down to speak to the people. They're both growing again. They're both growing again. It'll be a showdown one of these days. The time ain't far off when there'll come a showdown. He says the natural types, the spiritual, you can't get away from it. It's the truth. He says, look at the church now, calling out, coming into power. The Holy Spirit's coming down, the mysteries of God being revealed and set in order. There we go. So I love that picture that he portrays here. The church pulling itself together and he's getting her ready. So again, just be encouraged tonight, I guess, is my heart, that prophecy is in process. His word is working. His word is working in me, in you. You've received that. And you know, with that, we can embrace the journey. We can be encouraged and say, he's with me. He's working. And I'll embrace this journey and this process, knowing that God is working his will and his plan, and nothing can fail. Amen. So with this, we can look and, you know, you go through the scriptures and you see so many different ways. And the Bible says, like, you know, in the process of time, in the fullness of time, it takes time. God's ways and timing are perfect. He's working. And the again, prophecy is in process. I love, you know, the Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts. You know, you think about this. We love this. And the whole world, and I don't mean to, please don't ever want to cut anybody down. The whole world has it, a plaque on their wall. And it's true. That's wonderful. But the depth of this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. An expected end. What is that end? Well, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to what was in God's heart and his mind. Let's go back to his plan of redemption. That's what the expected end is, and you're a part of it by his grace, bringing out you to complete full adoption, complete total maturity. Amen. We can rest in this, knowing that his plan cannot fail. I love Isaiah 55. We don't have to turn there, but just the how it says, the word of God will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I sent it for. And we, each one of us, take this very personally, because that word has been sown. I've received it, and it's got to produce. It's going to do exactly what he sent it for, what he gave it for. Amen. Amen. I love this. All right. This is in the message, what hearest thou, Elijah? And I think this is, this is kind of what I was talking about earlier. One of them, he says, look at John Wesley, Martin Luther, Calvin. Men who has ever done anything for God has been men who's heard God, stood on their convictions, listened, and waited. Ooh, we don't like to wait sometimes, do we? Waiting is the hard part. Don't make any difference what the rest says. They wait till they hear God. The revivals are going on. It seems like these rushing winds and mighty powers, all this going on, they wait. God's eagles always does until they hear the voice that speaks to them. You know, he says, great things don't make much noise. You ever think of that? And I, again, this is encouraging, because I think in our just maybe humanness, we want to see things. We want some sort of an external sign, maybe, to know, hey, well, God's with me, or God's, he says, just don't, he says, why, you know, the sun can draw 10 million barrels of water with less noise than we can pump a glass full of alpha out of a pump. He says, great things usually move silently. God's with us. He's working. Prophecy is in process. Did you ever hear the planets turning around one another? No, but how great it is. Did you ever hear the daybreak? And all yet it scatters all the darkness. He says, it's so silent, it don't even wake us up, but it scatters the night. Isn't that just beautiful? So, Lord, we need... We need your mind, your eyes in these things. We need our thinking reset, I think, so much of the time. Thank you, Lord. So, again, just be encouraged, and we know we can draw through from so much of the scriptures. Keep walking. Keep pressing on. He's with us. He's not left us. Abraham, let's look from, turn me to Hebrews 6. I'll just keep drawing a few examples from, wrong direction. Verse 11 says, "We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Yeah, you be not slothful, but followers after them who through faith and patience," there we go, faith and patience, both are necessary, "inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee.' So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." There we go. So just a reminder, it's in that order. And sometimes these things don't, you know, maybe don't come up on the highest on our list of things that we would, strive for, patience. Jesus says in Matthew 24:13, "He that endureth to the end, endureth." So we think of endurance. It's absolutely something that he's working out in every one of us, something that's part of his desire for us. And it's only the elect, I believe, that will truly endure in this day. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1 says, "For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded." There we go. He was steadfast. He was determined. He was resolved, persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I love what follows. "Hold fast the form of sound words which you've heard of me in faith and in love, which is in Christ Jesus. The good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us." So we can see that Holy Ghost in us is holding on. It is keeping those words. It is settled and persuaded and grounded in that word. Amen. Jesus said in John 8:31 to the Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." So it's that continuation, walking each day, continuing in the word that has been given. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Lord. Prophecy in progress. Keep moving, brothers and sisters. Keep pressing on. This is in the message, "Show us the Father." I thought this was so beautiful. We're familiar with this type, but I just thought it was so rich. He's talking about, Isaac and Rebecca. And he says, God is in his creation. You believe it, God is in his word. You believe it, God was in his son. You believe it, God emptied himself in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ emptied himself into the church. Is that right? Then he says it's God's in his word. He's in his creation, his son, his people. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? What he did then, he can do now. Is that right? Amen. He says we believe him. Now listen to this. He says we've got our souls. Our souls magnetized with power tonight that will take us up in the rapture. You believe that? Let me say that again. He says, we've got our souls magnetized with power tonight. So I hope that encourages you. Again, the word is working mightily in me as we sing that. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, prophecy is in process. The word is working. Everything's just fine, in order. Keep walking. Keep pressing on. I hope this is encouraging. It was encouraging to me. So if nothing else, well, just put up with me for a little bit. But he goes on here. He says, I think of that beautiful Rebecca that afternoon watering the camels, watering the very thing that was going to take her to her bridegroom. That's what it is. There we go. Water and the camel represents power. The Church of the Living God today is rejoicing and watering the power of the Holy Ghost that'll pick her up someday and take her yonder to meet Isaac in the air, the wedding supper. Now that's so rich to think about watering those camels. That, think about that for a minute. That was a lot of work. That was a lot of work. And yet that was the thing. Again, he says those watering the camels was the thing. So just keep what I draw from that. I'm sure there's so much, but we can pull out of that. But just keep feeding. Keep feeding on the word. It's alive. It's inside of you. It's producing. It's gonna carry you all the way there. He who began a work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, back to, well, we were just quoting some things in 2 Timothy. This is 1 Timothy. I like this. It's 1 Timothy 6, verse 11 and 12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. And I that's encouraging to me, because I think of, you know, follow after. Follow after. You're pursuing righteousness, faith, godliness, love, patience, and meekness. It's an ongoing journey with him, walking with him, following him day by day. You know, as we just read on Sunday, I think it was, you've got to walk with him every day. Every step of the way, every hour, or we take on an organizational life. So again, I just thought that was so good. Follow after these things. Follow, keep following. Follow it today, follow it tomorrow. Keep following after. So the journey, again, brothers and sisters, the journey is real. Sometimes the day gets long and the might feel lonely, might feel tired. But keep walking and know that, again, prophecy is in process. He's there. He's with us. The word is working. The word's alive. It's going to produce exactly what he said it would, and exactly what he's ordained it to. So does that make sense? I'm hoping that's encouraging to you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just another one, and then we'll wind down here. This is from the message, Things That Are To Be. He says, we've shared this recently, I know, so this should be familiar for us, but the whole program, the whole church, hear that? The whole program, the whole church, wow, is built on divine revelation. Jesus said in Matthew, the 16th chapter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. What was it? A revelation of who he is. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. The gates of hell can't prevail against it. Aren't you thankful for that? Now, where does he go next? He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ in this hour. I am so thankful for that. And I think, you know, the young people, to all of us, really, especially the young people, where's your safety, your security? How are you going to match the enemy in this hour outside of the word of this hour? You won't. You can't. It is the word of this hour and the light of this hour that will give you the victory over the enemy in this hour. The revelation of Jesus Christ in this hour, not what he was in another hour, what he was now, the Bible expresses, it's growing in the bride to the full stature. It's growing in the bride. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
We don't look at what we feel, we look at what he said, we believe it, we receive it. It's growing in the bride to the full stature. Therefore, if the corn of wheat of Christ had to fall into the ground, so did the bride have to fall on the ground through the dark ages. He says, any grain that goes into the ground must die, or it can't reproduce itself. And the great church that he established on the day of Pentecost by the sending of the Holy Ghost had to suffer martyrdom and go into the dirt, into the earth, in the dark age, to bring forth again in the age of Luther and come out to the full stature of the bride of Jesus Christ in this day. Oof, Isn't that beautiful? To see this, again, this whole plan, the process, exactly. The process is, the processor is here processing. Amen. Therefore, the bride in the rapture will come forth. Will come forth. And he says there is all pre-planned by God. All backed up from the beginning. He knowed every man, every place who would set all about it. It's all pre-planned. Thank you, Lord. God knew it would be there. And when he made it that way, so when we get here, he's gone to prepare a place for us. And when we get there, it'll all be prepared. Just like even this night is prepared. My goodness, like this hour is prepared. Yes, his great foreknowledge tells him all these things by foreknowledge. So again, just there's so much there that we can rest in and see that he's working. It's pre-planned. Did you hear that? It's all pre-planned. It's going to be there. It's the church is on its road. Oh my goodness. The revelation of Jesus Christ in this hour, it's growing in the bride to the full stature. So you be, again, just I pray that we could be encouraged tonight with these things and just remind yourself, you know, as we read earlier and we see how in the Old Testament they were discouraged because of the way and things of life that are so contrary. Sometimes they get us down. Gets us a little bit discouraged, gets our eyes off of where it should be and onto ourself. But we, through eyes of faith, we refocus. We say, okay, I know who's called me. I know who's drawing me. I know who's doing it. I know this word that has been sown in this day is alive. It's building. And I love even as Brother Bram says, I think we read that Sunday, didn't we? He says, it's changing their atoms. You know, I think he was talking about Abraham and Sarah. It was changing their atoms. You know, at some point that was happening. So just remember the word is alive. It's working. It's active. It's in prophecy is in process in me and in you. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's going to bring us to that expected end. Amen. And it's part of the journey. So find joy. Find joy in the journey. Find joy in the process. Knowing he's with us, where he's taking us, and he is able to complete, and he will complete what he started. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Musicians, we'll just come. We'll sing. We'll just worship the Lord. I hope that's helpful and a blessing and a little, I think, encouraging for a Wednesday night. Sometimes I think Wednesday nights especially, we need a little boost in the middle of the week and thank you, Lord. What did we read in Psalm 138? The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. That's just, thank you, Lord. Amen. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able. Do we know? Well, Debbie's going to help us with the words, I think, to that. Would you stand with me? We'll just worship the Lord together. Do you know what Sister Kira said? Okay. I know not why God's wondrous works to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed before his own. But I know whom I have and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. mightily in me. Let's sing that next. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see. Do you believe that? Let's sing it from the bottom of our hearts. Yeah. It's true. You are his handiwork. You're where he's working. The word is in me. It is working. It is active. It is alive. Amen. Maybe. Okay. Here it is.
The word is working mightily in me. The word is working mightily in me. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, the word is working mightily.
Just go out tonight and let's hold that. I want everybody to kind of just hold that phrase, no matter what the circumstance, what I feel or see. Hold that in your mind and take it home and repeat it to yourself. Speak it to the enemy. Say it out loud. Pray it. No matter what the circumstance or what I feel or see, the word is working mightily in me. Thank you, Lord. Okay, one more. I'm sorry, one more, and then I'll let you go. In Jesus' name, we press on. There we go.
Thank you.
Tonight, pray that that prize would be clear before our eyes, Lord, once more, knowing it's you that's with us, you that's calling us, taking us all the way, Lord. We just cling to you in love, not in fear, but in love, Lord, knowing you're leading each step of the way. Just refresh your people tonight, I pray. Strengthen our hearts, Lord, and may we just be revived and encouraged, knowing that, Lord, you're with us, your word is working, Lord. Everything's perfectly in order, and you're with us. We just bless your name, commit ourselves, Lord, and each one, Lord, our evening and our week ahead into your hands. Give you all thanks and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.